For the first time, I could look at myself in the mirror and see myself with two ears.
That was 9-year-old Yelizne Bester. She was just 16 months old when doctors battled to reattach her ear after the family's pet Jack Russell bit it off.
When I was little, it didn't affect me much. And so in grade R, when we learned about our bodies, our ears and our eyes, that everybody has two eyes and two ears, and I only have one ear. And that come the comments what the kids make about my ear.
Although Yelizne is a strong and brave young girl, she says that going about her day-to-day activities with just one ear has been a challenge.
And I cut my hair in a bob to cover my ear. Later on, things got more difficult. When I started wearing glasses and when COVID came and I had to wear a mask, but most of all, not to be able to wear earrings in both ears.
But in less than 2 months, Yelizne will be under anesthesia and on the operating table while two surgeons, one from Germany, will sculpt her a new ear from her own rib.
I feel scared about the part where they cut off my rib. But when I wake up, I know I will have my perfect ear. For the first time, I could look at myself in the mirror and see myself with two ears. I am very excited to wear earrings in both ears.
Yelizne's mother, Elizma Bester, found out about the procedure 5 years ago when a pupil in the school she teaches at underwent the same surgery. Elizma considers everything that Yelizne has been made to endure since having lost her ear.
People would stare a lot, and kids will ask a lot of questions. But sometimes, during the time that her hair grew, the kids didn't even notice it. But the things that the people would do is people will ask me, can she hear? Yes, there's nothing wrong with the ear canal. Her hearing wasn't affected with the loss of the ear. And then I got questions like, will her ear grow back again? The kids will ask you, listener, usually, what happened to your ear? Or what happened here? And then she'll just say, you know what, a dog bit off my ear, but someday I'll get my new ear. And that will be the end of the story. There was a lot of challenges that popped up in these 9 years. For us, as parents, we had to have one thing in mind, to always build on your listener's confidence, to always let her know and be aware that she is perfect, and with only one ear, it doesn't make her differ from anyone else. So for me especially, for me it was difficult. She was the firstborn, she was a girl, and I love doing her hair. For me, I always had to plan around that so that I could hide the ear until she was old enough to tell me, I want my hair up, I want my hair down. I don't care if people see my ear, those sorts of things. But most of all, the girly things like buying all these nice earrings and only to be able to put one in the ear and to put one in the jewelry box. During the years, it got easier. Facing people, you know, walking in a mall, not worrying really about what would people say or if they stare. But for us, the challenges came especially when she got into primary school and she had to get glasses in grade one, and that was a big challenge because she only has one ear. And how do you wear glasses with only one ear? So that was a big challenge for us, but we did manage that. And then, you know, the COVID that just hit us, and suddenly the kids have to wear masks everywhere. You know, when her hair was still bob, it was really difficult for us. We had to think on all of these adjustments that you can do on a mask just to have her wear a mask. But when she told me end of last year that she wants her hair to grow and she wants her hair to be up at school and tied back, and she doesn't care anymore if anyone sees her ear. That makes things very easier for the masks. So we use the mask to tie the mask around the pony, or we use a clipping to tie it against her head. So yes, but those were just little obstacles. We always told her, remember, one day you will have your ear.
Yelizne will undergo surgery at the Ear and Eye Clinic in Alberton, where Dr. Dwayne Moll and visiting surgeon Dr. Henan Frenzel will work together to create the perfect ear for her. The ear will have to be 20% larger for now, though, so that it is the same size as the other one when she becomes an adult. The operation will cost 400,000 rand, and her family is now crowdfunding to pay for it. They are all very excited, and we are excited for them. Interviews for this piece were conducted by Sunday Times journalist Nivashni Nair. For Times Live Podcasts, I've been Paige Muller.